Housing Court has been moving slowly since it reopened at the end of June for new cases that weren't emergencies. Since then, only 23,000 eviction cases have been filed, less than half as many as during the same time last year. In this ongoing pandemic, things aren't getting back to normal anytime soon. WNYC's Beth Furtick reports it's frustrating for everyone.
Fannie Luna and her husband went through a terrible time in March. Both got COVID-19 and were sick for about 2 weeks. They also lost their jobs. With three children to support, she said they had to stop paying the rent on their small East Harlem apartment.
Pues lo poco que teníamos ahorrado fue lo que ocupamos para la comida, que era como...
What little we had in savings we used for food, and the rest became secondary, she says. And they haven't paid any rent since then. Luna and her husband are undocumented immigrants. They didn't qualify for unemployment or the federal stimulus. In October, they got a notice in the mail.
Ahorita ya son, pues aquí llega una carta diciendo que...
The letter said their landlord had started eviction proceedings and they owed about $10,000, but they can't afford it because they haven't been able to find new jobs.
La verdad es que sí, tiene uno miedo porque lo de la renta solamente no se ha cancelado, simplemente se ha...
I'm very afraid, she says, because rent hasn't been canceled and the payment just keeps getting postponed. Tenants like Luna have been protected by a moratorium signed by the governor. It prevents anyone from being evicted if they can prove financial hardship due to COVID-19. That order is supposed to expire in January, and tens of thousands of tenants may never be able to pay what they owe once their cases go through housing court. While landlords can't evict anyone affected by COVID before January, they can start the paperwork. Luna is among more than 23,000 city tenants who have gotten these notices since the housing court started taking new cases in June. That may sound like a lot, but it's less than half as many as during the same time period last year.
I thought if there was going to be a wave, it would have been not long after June 22nd when we allowed landlords to come to court to file new cases.
That's Anthony Cannataro, the administrative judge in charge of New York City's civil courts. He says he expected a jump in cases because so many people are unable to pay rent during the pandemic. But if there was going to be a big surge, he says it would have happened already because landlords know in housing court, first come is first served.
The way the court deals with the cases it receives is in the order that they come in the door.
Cannataro acknowledges there could be illegal evictions, but he says the court hasn't logged enough complaints from tenants to suggest a big surge. Mitchell Pasilkin, general counsel for the Rent Stabilization Association, says he suspects many landlords are handling things outside of court.
You have another universe where the landlord and the tenant are reaching some sort of mutual agreement with regard to how much rent can be paid in the meantime while the remainder remains due and owing.
Some tenants got help from the government, such as one-shot payment deals. Landlords might also be waiting for leases to expire. That's what Delilah Bruno is doing. She owns a two-family home in the Northeast Bronx and says the tenants in one unit haven't paid since March, but she feels like it's futile to take them to court.
There are landlords who have started non-payments last year, and they're still stuck right now, unable to get a court date from last year, from tenants who haven't paid since last year.
She's right. The housing courts have an estimated backlog of at least 150,000 cases from before the pandemic. Bruno says her tenants owe $16,000, and she'll go to court after the lease expires. She thinks they're taking advantage of the pandemic to avoid paying rent because they're not willing to negotiate with her or prove they're unemployed. She lost her job in real estate management last spring.
My mortgage is not getting paid. My property taxes aren't getting paid. My bank is able to give me time to pay. But when that forbearance ends, I'm still responsible and I still have to pay it.
And she'll have to pay it back with interest. Tenant advocates still worry evictions could spike in the months to come. Sia Weaver, campaign coordinator at Housing Justice for All, says there's a lot of confusion among landlords and tenants about one looming date.
Governor Cuomo stood up on TV and said we extended the eviction moratorium until January. So a lot of people think there's an eviction moratorium until January, even though that's actually not true.
Because cases that aren't related to the pandemic can still lead to an eviction. Marshals are now issuing notices to people who lost their cases before the pandemic. And the city says the first two eviction cases since March by private landlords were completed in November. Meanwhile, housing court cases are moving very slowly now that most hearings are virtual. Jenny Laurie, executive director of Housing Court Answers, is getting many calls from frightened tenants who got notices in the past few months.
We're telling them that they will have a hearing sometime next year. Whether it'll be in January or July, we don't know that.
When judges start hearing the new cases next year, they'll have to grapple with confusing new rules defining who's affected by the pandemic and how that affects what they owe. Even the court system acknowledges the terminology may require clarification.
You know, we have 50 judges in the New York City Housing Court, and we have one order from the governor.
Again, Judge Cannataro.
And one judge looking at that order could read it one way, and another judge looking at that order could read it still another way.
He predicts there will be plenty of appeals. Jonathan Lopez de Victoria is one tenant who expects he'll be going to court. He and his roommate lost their jobs in March and stopped paying rent over the summer on their place in Bedford-Stuyvesant. He applied for food stamps and says he sympathizes with landlords.
It's a big chain because it's the same way they feel about not getting their money is the same way I feel about not getting my money. So how would you expect me to be pulling out those funds when, you know, we're both kind of in the same spot?
Landlords and tenants say the state could make a difference for everyone by distributing millions of dollars in rent relief that has yet to be fully spent. Tenant advocates also want the governor to extend the moratorium past January, now that COVID cases are on the rise. Beth Fertig, WNYC News.